Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Hello and welcome and happy St. Stephen's Day to you wherever you are. If you're heading off to see some of the relatives to steal their leftovers, maybe you're one of these sea swimming types, these kind of people coming back from a dip or just chilling out, pardon the pun. I do love St. Stephen's Day. I think it's actually my favourite day over the break because the hard work's done. You've done all the stress and the hard work and the cooking for Christmas Day, and now you just have leftovers galore. And sure, it might just be the bounties left in the celebrations, but you know what? There's usually plenty to go around. So it's one of the best days. I'm Sean Defoe. Over the next hour, we are going to be bringing you down memory lane as we recap the top 50 biggest stories of 2025. That's across news, sport, entertainment, and even weird TikTok trends. We've got 6 or 7 of those. See what I did there. Hope you've got kids in the car who are being driven mad. Now, as we put 2025 to bed, these are the things we will remember. Consider it a first stab at the 2025 reeling in the years. So without any further ado, let's get into the countdown. At number 50, back in February, we all got obsessed as the odds of a massive asteroid hitting Earth in 2032 jumped, with Dave Moore from Astronomy Ireland saying it would essentially spell curtains for Ireland.
The current reckoning is the 2.2% chance. And this is the problem. We just don't know for sure. And Ireland could actually be a bit in the firing line in that, although we don't know exactly if it'll miss us, it should come close anyway. The path we can actually tell, it'll probably come in over the northern part of South America, then across the Atlantic Ocean, and then across Africa, which sounds okay. It misses Ireland. But if it lands in the Atlantic Ocean, there could be a massive tsunami if this thing is as big as 100 meters across.
So watch that space, literally. At number 49, the Irish language saw a major revival in 2025, mostly for positive reasons, less so when Taoiseach Micheál Martin was accused of telling the Dáil Mary Lou MacDonald was telling lies, but hiding it as Gaeilge to fool the Ceann Comhairle.
Er dús báire sot la marag willan tacht a dara ginsin brege rícht.
The Taoiseach, I think, took advantage, perhaps, of you not following. He called me a liar.
I did we may ginsin
on air in it. He said, excuse Trí Gaeilge. I would like him to remove that from the record.
Taoiseach,
thank you.
I would ask you to withdraw. If you made those remarks, did you call Deputy MacDonald?
You took advantage of the fact that the Ceann Comhairle had no Irish, and it is absolutely disgraceful.
At number 48, Dubai chocolate became a thing that Irish people were suddenly obsessed with. Having never heard of it before, we suddenly all became mad for the stuff, and you couldn't move for the Dubai chocolate being thrown at you in the shops at the tills. I still haven't tried it, but Denise Buckley of the Sugar Plum Sweetery has.
So it's a really delicious chocolate bar creation. So what it is Katifi pastry, which is made with Irish butter, and what you do is you roast it off. And then you put it into a pistachio cream, and then it's in a milk chocolate base decorated with some really lovely colours.
At number 47.
People are very tired and I'd say quite shell-shocked, but are otherwise in good spirits. They've been out of communication with their families for the last few days.
At a number of points during the year, aid boats attempted to break the blockade of Gaza. The flotillas were all intercepted, with the likes of activist Greta Thunberg arrested, brought to Israel and deported. TD Barry Heenahan and Senator Chris Andrews were among those on board.
Hi, my name is Chris Andrews and I'm from Ireland. And if you're watching this, it means I've been kidnapped by the Israeli occupying forces against my will. Our humanitarian mission was non-violent and abiding by international law. Please tell my government to demand my immediate release. Saoirse don Phaleistín.
On the lighter side at 46, the Americanization of Ireland continued as we got our first ever Taco Bell in September.
We're frightened. Is it spicy? I think bread is spicy. I could use a jalapeno to heat up my home. I'm just a simple Irishman. I've never had a quesadilla before. I'm excited, to be honest. It looks very nice. Should I get a hard or a soft shell taco? What would you recommend for a beginner? What sort of sauces do they have? I like mayonnaise and coleslaw. They're my favourite.
Garen Noon there. Number 45, also food related, not for as good a reason though. Spinach Eaters Beware and Ready Meals, well, they were hit by a listeria outbreak over the summer, as Alan Riley from the Food and Health Institute at UCD told us.
So if consumers have any, you know, fears, cook your foods thoroughly and you'll get rid of this particular bug. But it is associated with long shelf life foods at refrigeration temperatures.
But it's worth pointing out as well, it's only products on the list of 140 that have been recalled.
At number 44 this year, the 44th President of the United States was awarded the Freedom of Dublin. Barack Obama given the honour at a ceremony in the Shelburne Hotel, overseen by Dublin's Lord Mayor Ray McAdam.
An audience of around 30 people watched the former US President sign the Roll of Honour alongside John F. Kennedy and Nelson Mandela before he was presented with the first edition of Ulysses and a bottle of Teeling's whiskey.
Now, he did point out that he doesn't have any sheep yet in terms of being able to graze him on Stephen's Green, but we assured him the next time he was here, we'd look after that for him.
At 43 was the interruption to the Ireland Funds Gala dinner in Washington, D.C. in March, which was attended by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Midway through, the family of Enoch Burke crashed the event, shouting about their son and giving me some career advice in the process.
Now he's stripping Enoch
Burke. A teacher, an upright, sincere, well, intelligent, educated yes. young man, mid-30s, imprisoned under yes. the watch of Micheál Martin
yes.
and his government.
My hope primarily would be to have nothing to do with you or the yes. likes of you.
They then suggested the journalists present take a career change.
Do you get a job somewhere else? Stacking shelves.
Not sure what they have against shelf stackers, but there you go. Not the only time they were thrown out of an event this year either. Now, back to the Dáil for the 42nd moment on our list. And Paul Gogarty, he of FU Deputy Stag fame, he's back in the Dáil and as colourful as ever with what was the first Chapel Roan quote in Parliament.
This is no Seamus Heaney moment where hope and history rhyme. It's more like good old Gilbert O'Sullivan where nothing rhymes. In fact, what does come to mind is Chapel Roan painting a picture of what it's like in 5 years' time. And when you think about me all those years ago, you're standing face to face with I told you so. You know, I hate to say it, but I told you so.
You know, I hate to say it, but I told you so.
He also compares the government to Troy Parrott later in the year. Number 41, well, let's just say if we were doing a top 100, this would be number 67.
Hey, 67!
Yes, kids started shouting, 67. I'm officially old and I'm sorry that's about all the explanation you're getting. I still don't really get it, but hey, 67? That's followed by number 40, which saw 2025 be the year of the kiss cam.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Yes, at a Coldplay concert, Chris Martin looks to the kiss cam to see a couple together immediately break apart and start hiding. He joked they were having an affair. Well, CEO Andy Byron, he was there with a HR exec from his company in the gotcha moment that went across the world. He resigned not long after. And no one will ever go to a Coldplay gig again with someone who isn't their partner. At number 39, in July, the government announced its new national development plan, which confirmed capital spending of a whopping €275 billion over the next decade, with Minister Jack Chambers the man out front to promote it.
For people that don't understand, the national development plan is the plan which drives delivery of new homes, new schools, new hospital facilities. But critically, what we're trying to prioritise in this plan is water and wastewater infrastructure, the energy infrastructure, and the transport infrastructure, where we know there's a serious deficit.
This year, Katy Perry went to space. That moon lands at number 38. Jeff Bezos sending a rocket full of women, including his then-fiancée, now wife, up there. Katy Perry, could also land here for now seemingly dating Justin Trudeau. Didn't see that on the 2025 bingo list, but she went to space with CBS presenter Gayle King.
The best part was when we got back in our seats after zero G's, Katie sang What a Wonderful World.
She did?
Isn't that nice?
Oh, come on.
She sang What a Wonderful World. I see
did
dreams.
You
oh, yes, yes, yes. Because
oh.
We'd been asking her to sing all the time and she wouldn't. And she wouldn't. And then, because everybody said, sing Roar, sing Fireworks. And she said, it's not about me. I wanted to talk about the world.
Wow.
At number 37, the Radio Wars. What a year for radio. Joe Duffy retires from Liveline. Kieran Cudahy replaces him. Ray Darcy leaves the RTE airwaves. And Claire Byrne defects from Radio 1 to join us here on News Talk as Pat Kenny moves to the weekend. Plenty of movement in radio land in the year to come with an exciting year ahead. Anton Savage moving to News Talk Breakfast and Kieran Shane to be your new Drive Time show. Now, that's it for the first part of this countdown of the top 50 stories of 2025. We will be back shortly with one entry about why Ireland will be getting Nilpois at Eurovision this year, but for a very different reason to usual. Welcome back to News Talk's countdown at the top 50 biggest stories of 2025 with myself, Sean Defoe. Now at number 36, a trial that captured the attention of the nation as Richard Satchwell was found guilty of the murder of his wife, Tina. Our Southern correspondent, Jamie O'Hara, covered that case.
Richard Satchwell gave no reaction when he was found guilty here at the Criminal Courts of Justice just after 12:25 this afternoon by unanimous verdict of the jury. There was crying at the back of the court following the verdict, and Mr. Justice Paul McDermott thanked the jury for their service. Tina's half-sister Lorraine Howard and her cousin Sarah Howard spoke to the media following today's verdict.
Tina was our precious sister, cousin, auntie and daughter. Her presence in our life meant so much to us all. We as a family can never put into words the impact of her loss.
At number 35 on our countdown, remember the housing czar? The housing minister, James Brown, got in hot water this year for aiming to appoint Brendan McDonagh from NAMA as a housing czar to fix the crisis.
Is the housing czar going to make a difference? Is he worth the money? Fine Gael and the opposition furious over Fianna Fáil's plans to appoint a housing czar at a potential salary of 430 grand a year. Some saying, like, why is so much being invested in this issue? Will it do anything to help solve the housing crisis?
I do think it's too much money. Now, if I thought 430,000 euros would fix the housing crisis, I would think that was money well spent, but I don't really believe that.
After controversy, McDonagh ruled himself out and the job has since been re-advertised at almost half the salary. At number 34, an assassination that made headlines across the world when the conservative pundit and MAGA supporter Charlie Kirk was shot dead in Utah.
In America, over the last 10 years,
counting or not counting gang violence?
Great.
You're talking about an individual who, yes, was very influential, especially with the younger generation of Republican voters, but he was an activist. He couldn't even legislate. He was not in political office. Mm. He didn't hold a position on Capitol Hill.
At number 33 on our list, we're going all the way back to January as a new government was formed. After talks with independents, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil wrangled a group of them together, including Michael Lowry and Michael Healy-Rae, Minister Healy-Rae, still getting used to saying that. They got him together to elect Micheál Martin as Taoiseach.
Result, Tá 95, Níl 76. The question is carried, and I'd like to congratulate Deputy Micheál Martin.
It is a profound honour to be nominated to serve as head of the government in a free, democratic and diverse republic. Today, I am deeply conscious of the democratic tradition which our country has developed over more than a century.
At number 32, we saw Kerry take the All-Ireland football title, beating Donegal.
They're trying to finish with a flourish, Joe O'Connor. O'Connor, a goal! Remember his goal against Cork in the Munster semi-final? But Joe O'Connor, an all-star in the making, maybe more. Cue the celebrations. Kerry, with 30 seconds to go, are champions of Ireland again.
While a second-half collapse from Cork saw Tipperary cruise to the All-Ireland hurling final.
Tipperary are All-Ireland champions, 2025. And today, before your eyes and ears, Tipperary have won their 29th All-Ireland title by beating Cork in their very first All-Ireland final between the greatest of Munster rivals.
At number 31, Ukraine has dominated the news for much of this year. Volodymyr Zelensky made two trips to Ireland this year, with the second, the first formal state visit of a Ukrainian president, one that saw controversy about Russian drone use off the Irish coast and a rousing speech in the Oireachtas by the wartime president.
Without a just peace, hatred will not fade. It will continue to smolder and provoke new violence. History has seen this before, and this time it must be different. We need real peace. Help us achieve it and never lose your faith in Ukraine. Thank you, Ireland. Glory to Ukraine.
Coming in at number 30 on our review of 2025, Irlande Duspois? Or Nilpwa? Well, after it was confirmed Israel will be allowed to take part in Eurovision 2026, Ireland won't be taking part or broadcasting it, according to RTE's Kevin Backhurst.
You know, we felt as an organisation, having witnessed the civilian casualties over the past year, that we didn't think it was right that we took part in this with Israel being part of it. The second thing was, you know, there were over 200 journalists deliberately targeted and killed in Gaza. And if you don't stand for freedom of the media globally and for journalists' rights globally as a news provider, I think that's challenging. And then the third thing is, you know, obviously they're still not allowing international journalists into Gaza. So it was a combination of all those things. You know, and there were, look, I was in Geneva last week. There were quite robust discussions about it. You know, I have to say, I should say, you know, the leadership were 100% united. The leadership team here were 100% united on the decision, as were those people involved in the Eurovision at RTE.
While for this year's competition, we didn't reach the final, with Like a Party falling short. Like a party in the sky. Number 29, the Speaking Rights row. Remember this blazing row in the early part of the year in the Dáil on the day the Taoiseach was meant to be elected. It was disrupted over a speaking rights row, with the opposition railing against government TDs getting a new Dáil slot to question the Taoiseach. There was so much disruption that Micheál Martin's election was delayed until the following day.
You're making an absolute holy show of yourselves. And I am loath to say again, resume your seat, deputy. Resume your seat, deputy. This is farcical. We will move for the chief whip to move the order of business.
At 28, the excavations finally began at the site of the former mother and baby home in Tuam, County Galway, this year. Brenda Murphy of the Tuam Mother and Baby Home Alliance spoke to News Talk Breakfast.
It has been a long time coming when you think that we are waiting 11 years. And I thought in 2016, 2017, when Dr. Niamh McCullough entered the site to conduct test excavations, and we remember Minister Sapone standing and saying that she was immensely shocked to discover that the remains found were from the era of the home around 1950.
Coming in at number 27, one of a number of Trump entries in the wake of the murder of Charlie Kirk and looking for someone to blame, Donald Trump turned on the pain relief medication Tylenol, making huge claims about risks without evidence to back it up. It came following allegations that the suspected killer of Charlie Kirk had autism.
The meteoric rise in autism is among the most alarming public health developments in history. There's never been anything like this.
Experts say talk of a meteoric rise is misleading, with an increase in recorded cases largely explained by greater awareness and better diagnostic methods. But Donald Trump is adamant, in part based on his own strong feelings, that pregnant women should avoid the painkiller, which is known by its brand name Tylenol in the US.
I want to say it like it is. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. If you just can't, I mean, it's a fight like hell not to take it. There may be a point where you have to, and that you'll you have to work out with yourself, so don't take Tylenol.
At 26, Dublin Airport passenger cap, well, it ate up airtime this year amid rows, court cases, cabinet memos, all talking about how many people could come through the airport. And Complainer-in-Chief Michael O'Leary, who as ever, well, he was not impressed with the government.
More waffle from a bunch of political incompetents. We elected them, they have a 20-seat majority, pass the legislation and get on with making decisions. Instead, we have Simon Harris and Micheál Martin dithering, talking shops, holding press conferences, doing nothing. We elected a government, they published a programme in January promising to remove the cap as soon as possible, and 9 months later in September, no action.
At number 25 in March, it's believed the Kerry farmer Michael Gain was murdered, his body dismembered and placed in a slurry tank. One man was questioned but wasn't charged, and the investigation into the death of Mr. Gain remains ongoing.
Searches are continuing on the farm of Mike Gain near Kenmare as Gardaí continue their murder investigation. The Gardaí continue to work on their theory that Mr. Gain was murdered on Thursday, the 20th of March, which was the last day that he was seen alive in Kenmare.
All day yesterday, it struck me observing the numbers of different personnel arriving. It was almost the busiest day so far. There was army personnel from a specialist engineering section of the Defence Forces. They were working in one area of the site, close by a number of excavators who were lifting and sifting through and shaking out mounds of soil and other material.
Number 24 is one of the most ambitious and daring jewellery heists in world history as four suspects broke into the Louvre in Paris.
This video filmed by security guards in the Louvre shows two robbers leaving the crime scene. They make their way down with a boom lift stationed outside and escape on two scooters just seconds before the police arrive. Meanwhile, an alarm is raised in the museum, sending panicked crowds running out of the Louvre.
They made off with jewels worth up to 88 million euro, including a necklace Napoleon gave to his wife, with no trace of the items having been found, bar a crown they dropped during the escape. At number 23, in an historic first, Ireland welcomed the NFL to Dublin this year as the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings played a regular season game in Ireland.
Dublin has really taken to the game. We were welcoming close to 40,000 visitors.
There's a great buzz throughout the city as the NFL comes to town.
I love this city. I love this country. I haven't even been to the Steelers Stadium in the States, but it was worth it to come here and then to see all the fans from the States who have traveled here.
It really feels like home from home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it just makes it feel very special. And like I said, Ireland, very inviting country. It's a great place.
At number 22, Enoch Burke and the Burke family. Well, they were a regular fixture in the courts throughout the year, with the schoolteacher jailed once again for contempt of court by continuing to show up at Wilson's Hospital School, with some excoriating judgments made against him this year. And that's according to Shane Phelan from the Irish Independent.
Enoch Burke is still at large after the High Court ordered him to return to prison for a fourth time. Gardaí believe he's hiding in his family home in Castlebar. They've called to the house several times, but Enoch Burke still has not presented himself.
It was an excoriating judgment about Enoch Burke. The judge had to say about Enoch Burke's behaviour at Wilson's Hospital School as grotesque and part of a fanatical campaign against transgenderism. He said Enoch Burke was a baleful and malign presence, an intruder stalking the school, its teachers and its pupil. That he doesn't just trespass on the school grounds, but he goes right into the heart of the school, roaming around its corridors when he has no right to do so. The judge went on to describe Enoch Burke's behaviour in court and behaviour by members of his family. Now, I've been writing about this for the past 3 years, and I've never seen litigants in any other case behave in a courtroom the way members of the Burke family have.
At 21, big year for fans of Tay-Tay. Not only did Taylor Swift get engaged in 2025, but dropped her new album, which became the biggest selling pop album of the year.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay, what do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS12!
Yeah.
And it also put the name Ophelia back on the map. At number 20, remember the summer of presidential candidates? Everyone and their mother wanted to be president. Bertie Ahern, Mary Hanafin. They didn't really get close. Gareth Sheridan, he got a few nominations. Nick Delahanty didn't. For a hot minute, Michael Flatley wanted to be Lord of the Oars. Conor McGregor said he had the support and then didn't. Maria Steen, she got very close in fairness to her, but will probably be more remembered for her Hermes bag than her campaign. Bob Geldof ran the Taoiseach to suss it out. And forecaster Joanna Donnelly, well, she was in the race for about 18 hours.
So when you say you voted with the majority, you voted no to Lisbon and Nice the first time and you voted yes the second time?
I have no idea. That was so long ago.
So did you vote with the majority in the Women in the Home referendum last year?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, OK. Yeah. So you voted to retain that in the Constitution.
Yes, I think.
Why?
So, yes. There was nuances in there that it just seemed to me at the time to be the right vote.
What nuances?
I actually don't recall now.
They were all looking to get into politics, but at number 19, we have someone getting out of Dodge. Pascal Donoghue, finance minister and longest continuously serving cabinet minister, and Fine Gael stalwart decided to hang up the canvassing boots to take up the number two role in the World Bank.
This was very unexpected. It was not something that was on my agenda, certainly not in November 2024, when I stood in front of the people of Dublin Central. And then in terms, therefore, of why I am moving, firstly, it's the nature of the role itself. Once in a lifetime chance to do something like this. When an opportunity like this comes your way, I hope people can understand the need for me to grasp it. I'm a public servant. I've always been drawn to public service and always wanted to stick at it.
And you will be a public servant in this new role, because this is an outfit run by a collective of governments.
It is indeed. And this is an opportunity to continue as a public servant in a very, very different way.
At 18, one of the biggest stories of the year, the Andrew formerly known as Prince King Charles stripping his brother Andrew of his royal titles. Jenny Bond and Enda Brady covered that story.
It was very much what we all felt, I think, a gasp of shock that the king had gone this far to take away his brother's birthright of being born a prince, and saying he had to leave Royal Lodge, where he's lived for more than 20 years and has resolutely said he wanted to stay. A clear public humiliation and punishment of Andrew.
Oh, he's a human walking headline, Andrew, and it keeps getting worse. And if you look at some of the commentary coming from the palace in the last 24 hours, they're hinting that there will be far more difficult days ahead. And I think what we're seeing now is Charles belatedly finally moving to remove Andrew from the family. My question would be whether this is being driven by Charles, or actually, as my suspicion is, that it's William who is tidying up the monarchy before he takes over.
At number 17, the band Kneecap, they dominated headlines for good and bad this year. Liam Ogh O'Hanney had terrorism charges in a UK court dismissed over allegations of displaying a Hezbollah flag at a gig, while band manager Daniel Lambert, well, he spoke to Anton Savage, who asked him to explain the context of the statement that the only good Tory is a dead Tory.
Something that's said regularly by the band, and it hasn't been reported on, is they say in the context of the housing crisis, you should take your local landlord, put him in a bin, and throw him in a river. Now, is that appealing for landlords to be killed? It's part of the context of a performance. There are so, so many examples, and I can give you some of them. And so some of the more absurd ones, you know, Bob Marley didn't shoot the sheriff, John Lennon didn't think he was a walrus, Freddie Mercury didn't kill a man. But much more importantly than that, there are some quite specific ones. Last year, it was reported that Frank Hester, who was the largest donator to the Conservative Party, he said, and reported by The Guardian, and I'll quote it, that MP Diane Abbott, speaking about an MP, looking at Abbott would make you want to hate all black women, and she should be shot.
Daniel, with all due respect, would you mind answering the question? What's the context for
the,
that
the context
statement?
The
only
that
good
we have,
Tory
we have
is a dead Tory,
here.
Kill your local MP.
Okay, we have Frank Hester, who called for the shooting of an MP, and Kemi Badenoch's response
can you,
to that.
Can you just explain the context of the statement that your band made?
I need
made.
To give you a reference point.
No, you don't. You need to, if
no,
you
I
would, explain
I,
the context of that statement.
The context of the statement is that it was taken entirely out of a performance by three characters. Before that, the bits that cut, they spoke about a Tory government and an absolute lack of supports for the north of Ireland and a mental health crisis.
At 16, the traitor's cloaks came to Ireland. With Paddy and Eamon emerging as star traitors.
If you ask,
don't be telling me stuff that I can't ask.
Okay, do you know what I'll do, so I'll tell you that. Will that be the way we'll do it? I'm trying to give you the heads up.
Sorry?
I'm trying to give you the heads up.
What's this jumping up out?
Oh my God.
What's it?
You're
exactly
frustrating,
said?
You know that?
I'm not frustrated.
I'm trying to give you the
I'm frustrated.
Well, look, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
into the top 15 now. This year saw the death of a pontiff with Pope Francis's passing. Vatican correspondent Paola Flynn joined News Talk Breakfast.
We know the latest news is the cause of death. We know that he had a cerebral stroke, which caused a coma and then irreversible cardiac arrest. Now, let's remember that this was a patient suffering from acute respiratory failure, arterial hypertension, type 2 diabetes. Like, these are serious health issues that Pope Francis had after his double pneumonia. So that's the reason he passed. And the latest news is also that he left a will. He signed a will in 2022. And I wanted to read you one of the beautiful lines on his will. He said that he wants his tomb to be simple, without particular decoration, and with the only inscription, Franciscus. Now, this reflects very well on his life. A man, not a man of extravagance, a man of simplicity.
And of course, Pope Leo then became the first American pope. At 14, well, it's back to the presidential election and an event I was personally involved in. From my Calling It podcast colleague, Ivan Yates.
If you're asking me, okay, so Fine Gael ring me and say, how do we reverse this, right? You're going to be shocked about this now, right? I would go bullheaded. Do you want a Provo in the park? Is she a Russian asset? I would smear the bejesus out of her simply because you have nothing to lose. Like, the truth of it is, Heather is actually, the 10 years of being in government and your great minister and your great CV is actually an albatross around her neck, because everything that you're unhappy with in the legacy of the government, housing, blah, 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 you know, child poverty and so on, is hung around her.
So you would go full guns out. Is Heather Humphreys, you know, Auntie Heather, the kind of person who can do that?
Well, put it like this. I spoke to a strategist that I respect, and I think campaigning as usual for Auntie Heather is not going to cut it. And so therefore, you've got to create a fear that Ireland's international reputation could be endangered by this person in the park. I'm not saying that's true, but I'm just saying that's like, if that's the narrative you've got to put out there. Campaigning is about risk, but in my experience, nothing works like negative campaigning.
Those comments unsurprisingly weaponized by the Connolly campaign, and I can't tell you how many TDs said, say thanks to Ivan for that, will you, who were on the Connolly team. At number 13, despite rows over ticket prices, on two glorious evenings in August, Oasis reunited in Dublin to play two sold-out gigs at Croke Park. Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? And the amount of people who were actually there, or who say they were there, well, that will only grow in the retelling. 400,000 people in 10 years will claim they were at those gigs. At number 12, a night Ireland fans will never forget.
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. The jab! Yeah! Oh, there's the goal! There's the goal! That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely remarkable. Right at the end, Hungary had been caught. They were hanging on, it seems like, for the whole night. Certainly when it went 2-2. This is just stunning. 3-2. The time is up. The referee has to finish the game. I've no voice left.
Troy Parrott's last-minute goal against Hungary keeps Irish hopes of World Cup qualification alive. People already applying for the credit union loans and gearing up for the playoff showdown against Czechia. However, we go now from utter highs to the lowest of the low. Number 11 on our countdown of the biggest stories of the year. And we check in with Frank Graney's reporting on the hard shoulder from the trial of DJ Carey.
Well, DJ Carey has been jailed for 5.5 years for defrauding 22 people out of a total of almost €400,000. The five-time All-Ireland star did so by pretending he had cancer and needed the money to pay for specialist treatment in the United States. The judge had some fairly choice words for DJ Carey in terms of how he felt about the crimes that he had committed. What did he have to say?
Well, he certainly didn't hold any punches. Judge Martin Nolan took the weekend to consider all of the submissions that were made to him during that lengthy sentence hearing on Friday. And all parties are back in court today at 1 o'clock for his decision. And before he passed on the sentence, he told DJ Carey that he had taken advantage of people's good nature, their goodwill towards him. He said that he had exploited the good natures of others and the goodwill that he accumulated by reason of the fact that he was very well known and that he was an outstanding sporting personality. He said, criminals appeal to the weaknesses of human beings, and that when it comes to fraud, he said, most fraudsters seek to exploit a person's greed. But He said that wasn't the case here with DJ Carey. He said that he had exploited the good nature of his victims.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back with your top 10 biggest stories of the year 2025. Don't go away. Welcome back to Newsdog's top 50 stories of 2025. And now we're heading into the top 10. Those stories that dominated the airwaves throughout the past year, shaping news coverage in Ireland and abroad. And at number 10, well, it's the diplomatic incident of the year. After stopping off in Shannon Airport, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky headed to Washington for an infamous White House meeting with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. After being asked by a Trump-supporting reporter why he wasn't wearing a suit, Zelensky and J.D. Vance got into it.
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
Which led to an even more explosive run-in with Donald Trump.
Please, you're saying that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you
can... He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning. You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President.
At number 9, Jim Gavin and his disastrous run at the presidency. The former Dublin GAA manager beat out MEP Billy Kelleher to win the nomination to run for Fianna Fáil, having been championed by Micheál Martin and Jack Chambers. But rumours began to circle about a debt he owed to a former tenant that was never repaid, and he was quizzed in one of the early debates of the campaign on RTE. Just hours later, Jim Gavin spectacularly exited the race, admitting he did owe that money to the former tenant, and it led to a massive inquiry within Fianna Fáil, huge anger at Micheál Martin, and a report which ultimately found, despite being asked about the issue 5 times, he had denied it.
And on that particular issue, I don't have all the information to date.
It's very simple. Most people know if they owe somebody 3,300 euros. Especially when that person spent time trying to contact you repeatedly by various means. So it's a bit incredible to many people that you wouldn't be able to remember you had a debt, and you still haven't told me whether it's a debt you've ever cleared.
As I said, Anya, it was over 16 years ago. Very stressful time for the family. I'm looking into it, and I will deal with it with urgency.
Micheál Martin's leadership is most certainly still under question, and he apologised to party members for the selection process.
Through June, July, party officials had met with him. I thought he had prospects, if I'm honest, at the time, because of his background. To be frank, we didn't have candidates on the table in June or July from within the parliamentary parties.
At number 8, immigration and concerns about asylum seeker accommodation continued to bubble in 2025 across Europe and in Ireland this year. The issue remained as divisive as ever. New Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan announced new rules to restrict the reunification of families in Ireland and also to change the rules about who can apply for citizenship as well, saying he believes Ireland has taken in more people than we can reasonably expect to help while reacting to much more strict asylum rules in the UK.
Our population last year increased by 1.6%. which is 7 times the EU average. So it is a very significant rate of increase of our population. And my own view, and it's the opinion of government, is that rate of increase does require a policy response. Obviously, we want to see our population continue to increase. We don't want to go back to the way Ireland was 80 years ago when our population is declining.
At number 7, we've mentioned it already, but the war in Ukraine continued to rumble this year and has now been underway for almost as long as the entirety of World War I. Peace talks dominated the latter half of the year, Donald Trump claiming he could end the conflict in 24 hours. And while that didn't happen in that time span, he was central to the talks.
That war should have never, ever started, but it did, and we're trying to get it solved. That was Biden's situation.
While Ireland re-upped its support for Ukraine, with Europe repeatedly saying nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine.
For as long as Ukraine needs our help and support, Ireland will be there for you. Your struggle is our struggle. Your success will be our success.
At number six, rows about the waste of government money and the cost of living crisis with a budget that saw the cost of living one-off supports removed. The government came under intense pressure as people struggled to make ends meet. Energy costs went up, and while inflation was running at about 3%, food inflation was nearly double that. It was a sore point that came up in the Dáil week after week as more and more stories of people struggling across the country came through, and the government was criticised for its inaction.
You hiked up the price of petrol, of diesel, of home heating oil, of road tolls, of the local property tax. You allow big energy companies and large supermarket chains to price gouge and fleece people. You do nothing to stop it.
At number five, look, this really could have been many people's number one, and it could be number one every year. Frankly, the housing crisis and the homelessness crisis. More homeless people in this country than since records began, with more than 16,000 spending this Christmas in emergency accommodation. But people we spoke to, well, a lot of them were kind of in the stuck middle. They earn too much to get social welfare supports and not enough to be able to rent or buy, including this woman from Wexford who spoke to Andrea on Lunchtime Live about her renting struggle.
We've been so embarrassed. We've gone around and we've knocked on people's doors who we know have like second houses that they may consider renting out to us, or derelict buildings that they might consider letting us do up and moving. Like,
it's not easy to come on and share this story.
Oh
and
my
I,
God.
No, I know that.
Like, we've lived in shame, embarrassment, like not being able to house your children. I'm 54 years old. I've worked in this country since I was 16 years old. I myself and my first husband separated, and I went on social welfare for 6 months. 6 months after we broke up, and that's the only social welfare I ever claimed in my life. And I'm at this situation at this age in my life, and I'm devastated. I just don't know where to turn.
At number four, the conflict and the genocide that left the world outraged. As the conflict in Palestine continued this year, around 72,000 people have been killed since 2023 in that war, the vast majority of them Palestinian. And while a fragile ceasefire deal took hold that involved hostage exchanges, there is still skepticism as to whether things are truly over in that part of the Middle East, or whether we could see a re-eruption of the violence quite soon. Human rights lawyer Fetan Al-Sarani, originally from Gaza but now living in Ireland, told Sean Moncrief about how she came here and the impact of 2 years of war on the population of Gaza.
There's literally no safe place there. You could be killed any minute.
Do you have any hope?
I do. It's hard in these kinds of days to find hope with the dystopian reality that we're witnessing. It's definitely hell on earth, what's happening inside Gaza. We don't have any other option. To give up is to give up on the people living there. We, as people, as we share humanity, we should not allow this level of suffering to be normalized and the lives of Palestinians to be dehumanized to this point.
Now at number three, the storm of the year.
People should start to prepare for what is expected to be one of the worst storms in years as Storm Éowyn makes its way to Ireland, bringing wind, rain, sleet and snow with it.
Storm Éowyn brought record-breaking winds, damaged power lines and infrastructure, and saw the whole country thrown into a red weather warning. The response left some without power for days and even weeks, with this woman confronting the Taoiseach Micheál Martin about the government's readiness plan.
Why didn't you have something in place before? You knew this was coming.
No, we did have everything in place.
No, you didn't. So I have no power coming until the 5th of February. The only person that prepared for this in my home and in my village is the people who live there. I have had no contact from any member of any authority of any part of the government. You need to get the Dáil. You need to bring it up here to the Western Development Commission. You go and sit and hold the Dáil there for 2 days. No power, no water. I'll tell you. We'll have no knee-jerk reaction then. Yeah.
Number two, the penultimate entry on our top 50 list. Well, it goes to the woman from Galway.
I stand before you humbly and proudly as the 10th president of this beautiful country. The people have spoken and have given their president a powerful mandate to articulate their vision for a new republic.
Catherine Connolly comfortably won the presidential election, beating Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys. She also shattered records, getting both the greatest number of votes and the greatest share of the vote in presidential history. That came despite controversy during the campaign, but she rallied voters like few politicians ever have, except maybe for one politician who makes it to number one on our countdown of the 50 biggest stories of 2025, one Donald J. Trump.
This is indeed the golden age of America.
Yes, love him or loathe him, no one individual shaped this year more than the orange man in the White House, whether it was trade wars, hiring, then falling out with Elon Musk, demanding the Nobel Peace Prize, threatening to take over Greenland and Canada, talking about a Palestinian Riviera, getting tied up in the Epstein files, or working towards peace in Gaza and Ukraine. There wasn't a day went by that Donald Trump did not make headlines. And in January, I was in the cold of Washington, D.C. for what will be remembered as a huge day, the inauguration of Donald Trump for a second time, and I spoke to those who voted for him.
It's beginning to look a lot like I told you so.
He's a very passionate person who loves our country very much, and he's very passionate. And so are we. You know, we love our country and what our founding fathers originally stood for, you know, and he's an outsider. And you know what? Yeah, he's a bit of a mouth, but so what? He has our interest, our heart, you know, and he's got too much money to be bought by people and be told what to do. And he really is a good man who cares about the country and who cares about freedom. And actually, it's not just the United States that's saved. It's the whole free world that's been saved with Trump coming back. You watch, you wait, you see.
You know, Sean, you're a man of great patience having to listen to twaddle like that. And make sense of it without, you know, kind of having a go at them.
So that's it for the News Talk countdown of the top biggest stories of 2025, the year that was in 50 stories. Enjoy the rest of your break and a very happy new year to everyone. Thanks for joining us on the station this year. And I hope you will still be with us throughout 2026 to see, well, just what that will bring. I'm sure I've forgotten plenty of stories throughout the year that you feel should have been in that list. So do let us know on socials. What did we miss that was one of the biggest stories of the year for you? I'll be back on New Year's Day to play 2026 bingo, looking ahead, making predictions for the year to come. Please join me then. Meantime, I'll leave you with the best performing single of 2025, Die With A Smile, from Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.